But I walk in today and we got underwear just on the floor. What were you guys doing when Matt and I were at the Sutter Capital Ice Arena that there's underwear here at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios? I'm looking directly at you, Strofe. What happened when we were gone? Did you guys throw a rager or what?
Well, Matt will attest. We were in a meeting, virtual meeting, in the meeting room.
Yeah.
And about 2 minutes left in the meeting, as we were saying our goodbyes, I just happened to look under the table, and there's a pair of panties sitting there. And I look at Matt. I go, are those yours? And he's like, no, they're not mine. I said, well, they're not mine. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Could be anybody's underwear at this point.
It could be, because we have a lockdown office here. You really can't get in or out. So I think either you guys threw giant parties, kind of like when the mom and dad are away, the kids play.
Yeah. Check our cooler.
Is our cooler full of Coors Light? All right, I'm going to take a quick look here.
All right, Jim making his way to the Coors Light fridge. It seems pretty full to me.
Seems pretty full. Way too many.
We got a whole bottom taken out there. Who's drinking all these Coors Lights?
Wait,
what? These aren't communal Coors Lights. The whole bottom row of the Coors Light.
Oh, yeah, I actually do know what happened there.
What happened there?
I moved some beers around because I had leftover lunch yesterday.
Not a lunch fridge. This is a pet peeve of mine. Not a lunch fridge. We got a lunch fridge.
I use it as a lunch fridge.
No. Yep. I see a lunch in there, it's getting put out. Lunch fridge. We have a lunch fridge. This is a Coors fridge.
Yes, but it's like I know that nobody will eat my delicious lunch if I put it in that fridge.
You think someone's going to eat your lunch if you put it in the other fridge?
I do, yes.
I'm going to eat
what
it
kind of
if
savages,
I find it in there.
Now there is underwear on the floor here, but what kind of savages think will you work with that they're just going to eat your lunch?
The ones that leave underwear on the floor.
That's a good point. So I've definitely been in a predicament like this before, so I'm not saying that it's not mine, but... ran out of dryer sheets and socks and other garments will stick together. And I have definitely worn a sweatshirt for like half a day, felt something kind of weird, and then realized that there was a sock stuck to the inside of my hoodie just with static.
And I haven't had that problem with static, and this underwear is too large to be one of my children's underwear because they got small socks, small underwear that it'll end up in a pocket. Where if I don't wear pants for like a week or two, I'll all of a sudden put on a pair of pants and then
you go two weeks without wearing pants.
Pantsless at the you guys didn't even notice, huh? That's how invisible I am to you guys here. You guys don't even notice. Now if I don't wear those pants,
I'm uncomfortable.
Those said pants for a few weeks, I'll reach in and pull out a sock. And my wife, I've been looking for that sock forever. So now I'm like tasked with if there's a missing sock to check my pants or my shorts to see if they're in the pockets there. Because it happens with your laundry. It doesn't apply to accidentally bringing underwear into the office. But if you're doing your sheets, the fitted sheet.
Yeah.
A lot of times you got to dig in there. You pull out
in the corners.
You pull some random stuff out of there. So I think that's what we're going with here. That this is a static issue.
I mean, I hope so. Otherwise, we weren't invited to a really
great
party.
What the hell else would it be?
Or you guys, because Matt and I haven't been here for 3 days, so you guys threw some sort of rager and didn't invite us.
It could be
because I wasn't invited either.
We're short a whole row of Coors Light.
Well, that's, yeah.
And there's underwear in the one of the office rooms.
I don't know if those are related.
I think it's a hall monitor.
He's out today.
He's out today.
That would make sense. I don't know if it's... The hall monitor maybe just partook too much. Like, he's probably the one that couldn't hang, even though we got 2 day hangover over there.
He's hungover. That's why he didn't come to work today. Yeah, that's why there's underwear on the floor.
There you go.
That's why there's Coors Lights missing.
His underwear is on the floor.
And look at that.
The whitey tighties are on the floor in the other room.
Yeah. We solved it. Whitey tighties on the floor. It's the whitey tighty room. Jesse Nelson. Mystery solved.
If anyone was willing to look at them, I'm sure his name is written on the inside of the elastic.
I poked it with a really long stick, and that's all I could do.
Did you burn said stick?
That's what she said.
off to a hot start today. Rutledge and Hamilton.
Hey now.
You heard it in the open. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. Let's crush a Coors Light. Apparently a whole row of Coors Light here at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
Got the kid, Alex Strofe, behind the glass.
Good to see you guys. Seriously, though, as we talk about whitey tighties and the rest of the bunch of underwear we found in the room. it's good to see you guys. So you mentioned it, Jimmy. You've been gone 3 days.
Yeah.
So a lot has happened around here, and you just haven't been a part of it. It's It's been weird, man.
What's happened?
I got a haircut.
I saw your haircut yesterday, though. It looks better in person.
It was via video chat.
Yes, it looks better in person.
Don't I look good?
Yes.
Yes.
You also, your words match your movements, which is a nice little touch, because yesterday was a bit hard. It was a little trippy, as you would say something, and 10 seconds later, it would appear on the monitor.
Oh, yeah, this is in real time.
Yes,
yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's helpful today. It's a little less trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much fun as I had at the Bob Suter Ice Arena out there in Middleton, I am glad to be back in the studio. I've spent a lot of time there over the last couple days. Fortunately, we're A-side qualifiers for anyone who's paying attention or cares, or even if you don't.
I'm telling you.
Because I care. I made the A-side qualifier. We're on to the playoffs.
Do we know what that means?
Sounds good.
That means I'm in the playoffs.
Hey, I have a question.
And I could go to the World Championships and represent the United States in Geneva, Switzerland.
All right. So I am your coach at this event.
Yes, and we'll be doing remotes from Switzerland.
I am undefeated as a coach.
Yep.
So if you make it to Switzerland, do I get to come?
You've asked this already.
I can.
Is the answer yes?
I can push hard for that. I
am your coach.
I know. You have a badge. You have a credential that says team on it.
I do. That's accurate.
So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're in. I think there is a small process that USA Curling might do, and they might ask you a couple curling questions, and if you don't know them, you
ask me a couple
trouble.
Curling questions.
What is a draw?
When nobody scores.
Wrong. Okay, not off to a hot start.
Draw is like the golf shot. Like you have is that what like similar like a draw in golf, or
so,
is it different?
No, it's also different. A draw is when you throw the stone and you want it to stop in play.
Okay.
So there's two shots. There's a draw. And then there's a takeout, which is where you're trying to throw it hard enough to remove something.
Oh, I'm good at those.
But more importantly, I was more right than Strofe because at least it's a shot. You thought it was a scoring thing.
No, so when nobody scores.
Are you undefeated, Jim? Don't think so.
That's
go
fair.
On.
When nobody scores, that's called a blank.
Ah, not a draw.
Yeah, not a draw.
Blank.
Blank.
Blank
anyway,
you, Jim.
Doesn't matter. I'm on to the playoffs, baby. We're the one or two seed. Doesn't matter.
So when you throw next?
I play at 7 p.m. tonight, first round of the playoffs.
Okay, and then if you, because we're going to come out there, I think, I'm going to come out on Saturday, so you'll know when. Tonight,
so if
what
I
time you'll be
tonight,
competing on Saturday?
I'll play 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then we can enjoy some Coors Lights up in the ESPN skybox.
3 o'clock is a perfect
for the 7
time.
7 o'clock game?
Because then I can take the kids out to dinner afterwards, so perfect, yeah.
I'll be there at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm just there to party with Matt.
Yeah, we're going to hang out for the 7 o'clock game, and then I would have a 11 a.m. finals
okay.
if all goes according to plan.
Well, then I'll keep Matt company the in-between from the end of your game till the 7 o'clock game, because 7 o'clock is about dinner time for the Rutledge family, and we'll kick on.
I thought it was bedtime for the Rutledge family.
The weekends gets a little wild.
Ah, okay.
You know, you don't
okay.
know what room underwear is going to be in. It gets a little wild at the Rutledge house on the weekends.
That's the Bob Suter Ice Arena for the United States Mixed Doubles National Championships. Come see your boy, Matt Hamilton, compete tonight
at
7.
Your boy! You can listen to Matt Hamilton on Rutledge and Hamilton weekdays, 2 to 4 here on ESPN Madison. You can listen wherever it is you like to get podcasts. Someday we'll have the right imaging on there. But if you search Rutledge and Hamilton on Wisconsin On Demand, you can find it. If you go to Apple Podcasts, I know this for sure, type in Rutledge and Hamilton, jump around a pop-up, follow that. It will kick over at some point. Strelt's working hard at it. He truly is. So that will be right. So follow the show, like the show, subscribe to the show, and also follow us at Jim and Matt on Twitter, at Alex_Strofe, at Jim Rutledge, and at Matt Jamilton on Twitter as well. It's tournament time, Big Ten tournament. Indiana knocked off Illinois. Auburn went down in the SEC. Is this Fran McCaffrey on TV here in front of me?
That is correct.
That guy, another face of just... I don't like that guy.
He bugs me more than Izzo does, because at least I a little bit respect Izzo because
Izzo's
of how good of a coach he is.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
He bugs me.
Yeah. Fran McCaffrey, Tom Izzo, Tom Crean back in the day.
For sure.
I would imagine a lot of Badger fans. I'm not in this mix. Juwan Howard would
totally.
Be one that would
totally.
Bother you. I was too much of a fan of Juwan in college to be mad about it now.
Oh, way back in the day. Bob Knight.
Oh, yeah. Bob
Indiana.
Knight.
Indiana.
So it's around that time.
I'd throw a chair at that guy.
Tournament time. You're introduced to some new faces.
Hey,
you are kind of other faces that you hate, like Izzo or Crean or McCaffrey, are kind of put in front of your face as you watch the conference tournaments. Coach K is he
one
might be,
last run.
I hope it's one and done. I hope he loses in the first round. I hope he cries about it too. That guy is a sanctimonious jerk, and I don't want any part of it. I hope he loses immediately.
Why do you say that? So I've never really understood the Coach K.
He's a jerk.
And I'm sure somebody can fill me in on it, 844-770-3776. I've never gotten the Coach K hate. He seems like a nice dude.
He lectured a player about how to win and lose. He's right there with Juwan Howard. He doesn't use his fist, but he's really like he's pulled guys aside after a game when they beat his team. Like, you did too much of this, you did too much of that, and he's lecturing guys that he's not coaching that beat him. Like, get out of here, Coach K. Nobody's asking for your stuff. Like, it's not obviously Juwan Howard taking a swing, but grabbing and pulling aside some guy and giving him the your 2 cents and making berating him. You're not his coach?
Yeah.
So out of line.
I saw a story from J.J. Redick, actually, earlier this week, and he said after they lost in that Final Four, J.J.'s, I think it was freshman or sophomore year, Coach K had his postseason meeting with him, and he said to him, you know why you didn't win? Because you weren't ready to be a champion. And J.J. Redick said he's never had anything mean or said to him. But he said he was right, which is interesting.
It's so dumb. What does that mean? Matt, were you not ready to be a champion at the USA, at the Olympics?
I mean, it caught me by a little bit of a surprise, so maybe I wasn't. I mean, there's some people that, I think there's a difference between being ready to be a champion and then sometimes getting caught off guard a little bit.
Is that what,
I mean, we got hot at the right time. We were, playing the one seed in the finals and the two seed in the semifinal. You want to go out there, put your best foot forward and give it your best shot. But I mean, we were playing these guys. Like we played the team from Canada. We were 1-11 against them in our last 12 games.
Yeah. That's all fine and dandy. We're really proud of you for that. I meant when you lost this year. Did you go into? Did Schuster afterwards say, "Hey guys, I guess we just weren't ready to be champions."
That's all fine and dandy.
That was 4 years ago. It's now irrelevant.
Nicely done.
Just going back to the glory days here.
That was really good.
All right, see you guys later. Yeah, have a great show.
Nice show, Matt.
This year, though, Matt, when you didn't win. Did Schuster tell you because we just weren't ready to win the gold, I guess?
No.
That's
no,
a dirty thing to say. Like, Coach
it
K is such a prick.
Oh, gosh. So
go ahead.
I think there's a time and a place for, especially if you know your player. That's some guys are motivated by kind of that negativity and I don't believe in you. You better prove me wrong kind of thing. So I think there's some coaching strategy to it, and I think he knew Redick well enough to be I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to put a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to play with that chip and go pro.
I don't like Coach K. There's definitely been Duke players I don't like. There's definitely been random players throughout the tournament. But today, I want to hear from both of you and our listeners on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. Our ex-Golf Madison poll question, who irrationally gets under your skin this time of year? With March Madness going on, who gets irrationally under your skin during March Madness? 844-770-3776. Jim Boeheim, I've seen a lot of hate towards him, but I don't know if that's irrational. His son Buddy punched someone, and Jim Boeheim's got a checkered past as far as taking allegations against people in his life seriously, so there's that whole side of it. I think Izzo more for the winning side of it, but who irrationally gets under your skin this time of year? 844-770-3776. What do you guys got? Who gets under your skin?
So it's not necessarily a coach or anything in particular. I've got a very good buddy who is a Hoosier fan, and he's kind of like the Packers when we live on that the Super Bowls of past and we are great.
Yeah, that's past.
Hoosier is this team of basketball for college basketball, and this kid is so Hoosiered out. Derek, I know you're listening. It's ridiculous. It's our buddy went to a Gopher game, and the Gophers might have won a 20s or something. And he's like, imagine only having one championship banner in your gym. It's just that kind of guy. I was like, Derek, shut up. Just shut up. So he makes me hate the Hoosiers. And so I'm going to say, even though they did win today, I do not like the Hoosiers irrationally, mostly because Derek likes them too much.
What about you, Strophy?
Yeah, I mean, I've got about 20 answers that come to mind, but I'll start with this one. The head coach of the University of Kentucky, John Calipari. That guy bugs the crap out of me. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's his face. I don't know if it's the way he carries himself on the sidelines. I don't know if it's because, obviously, there's a pass with Wisconsin and Kentucky. I don't know what it is, Jim, but I can't stand John Calipari. For as good of a coach as he is, I cannot stand him. He bugs me more than Coach K does.
Hey, that's why I said irrationally gets under your skin. You know what doesn't get under my skin? That's Exgoff in Madison and in Middleton. Exgoff Madison has the St. Paddy's Scramble Tournament going on. Win a VIP trip for four to the Travelers Championship for any 2 days of the tournament. That's June 20th through the 26th in 2022 at the TPC River Highlands. Qualifying rounds start on Monday, March 14th through the 27th. 18-hole, four-person team scramble at the Bay Hill course. The top 20 teams and ties plus one additional team from each franchise. So each one of the locations, or each of the Exgoff Madison will have one, Exgoff and other parts of the country will have it as well. The championship round will be played April 1st through the 3rd. It'll be an 18-hole, four-person team scramble at PGA Nationals. So tournament includes live scoring broadcast on the Exgoff mobile app and website. Great deals going on at Exgoff and Madison over there as well on booze as this tournament's going on. Maybe we should get a team together, guys. Regardless, 844-770-3776. Yeah. Who gets under your skin? Scrofe would get so under my skin if we played in the Exgoff.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
It would be not fun anymore. Because
I think it would be fun. It would just, like, we would know that it's only a three-man team, right. And Strofe's just taking a couple shots.
Right.
In between.
Maybe knocking a putt. We can give him a few of the gimmies.
No, probably not.
Well, the nice thing is we all get a shot at Strofe. We just have to know it's a, like Matt said, it's a three-man team. So you could just be along for the ride.
Count me in.
All right.
On these coattails, buddy.
Who do you irrationally gets under your skin? 844-770-3776. We'll talk about that next. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Party time here at Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. We got our toast to the weekend coming up a little bit later in the show. Always a good day for that. We may or may not toast to the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off the air. But we do it on the air during Toast of the Weekend on Fridays. That's presented by Central Standard. But this is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. When the mountains are blue, you know what to do. That's crush your Coors Light. We got the Coors Light fridge in here that Strofe and the rest of the ESPN Madison crew got into when we were out at the Capitol Ice Arena, because there's underwear on the floor here at the Park Bank ESPN Madison studio and missing Coors, I believe those two.
And a missing Jesse Nelson.
I think those three things go together. We solved that mystery in the first segment. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen back wherever it is you like to listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Wisconsin On Demand. I am Jim Rutledge alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
Strofe the Kid, going with his cool DJ wearing of the headphones right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're upside down. I think they're going to fall off my head.
You got the red Beats by Dre, and you got the part that usually goes over your head dangling under your chin.
Yeah, it's weird like when I talk because my chin keeps hitting it. I don't like it.
Why are you wearing it?
You look like such a cool DJ when you do
that. Yeah, you do, yeah.
DJ Strofe.
Yeah, that was good.
There it is. At @Alex_Strofe, at Matt Jamilton, at Jim and Matt. And at Jim Rutledge, ways to get into the show. Also, we have the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. Upsets already in the Big Ten tournament. Indiana knocked out Illinois. And we have in the SEC tournament, Auburn lost in their game. LSU and Arkansas are playing. And I think we got another Big Ten game coming up. And the Badgers play Michigan State at 5:30 tonight. So lots of hoops going on. And it's that time of year where whether you're introduced to someone new, or your old nemesis has reappeared. It's that time of year where people irrationally get under your skin. It could be teams. It could be a player. It could be a coach. Coach K gets under
could
my skin.
Could be fan bases.
Could be fan bases. Coach K gets under my skin. There's been players in years past that kind of get under your skin. Different teams. The teams that get under my skin in general are usually like a Power 5 team that maybe finished, you know, middle or bottom of the roll in the Power 5, and now they're making a run. I don't enjoy it as much as a Loyola Marymount or a George Mason or a VCU, those true, or what was it, Florida Atlantic. Well, the Florida Atlantic's where I went to college. I really wish they would make a run, but you're thinking of Florida International. No, not even Florida International. What was it, Florida A&T?
Florida Gulf Coast.
There's literally 10,000 colleges in Florida. Because who doesn't want to go to school in Florida?
Well, I've noticed Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Ohio all have like a bajillion Division I universities.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania and Ohio make no sense. Who wants to? I mean, North Carolina and Florida.
Cool states, right?
Yeah. But like, I mean, Florida, like, not great. It's got good weather. But, you know, if people want to go to school down there, I get that as well. So there's lots of, those are the schools I get behind more, is that. But 844-770-3776, who irrationally gets under your skin at tournament time? That's our talk and text line. And Stroph, we got some text coming in here.
Yeah, from allegedly the official, unofficial urban farmer in Madison. Okay. I believe that's a Scalzone Brust title, but I've been banished from the Scalzone Brust family. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But Logan from Madison says, Brad Davison irrationally gets under skin, Jim. It seems like you two have something in common.
You could be best friends.
I'll tell you this. I would imagine the most outside fan base is Davison's number one.
I mean, yeah, you can't hate Johnny.
Well, he reminds a lot of people of Grayson Allen, right? Like, that's who always got under my skin, and Brad is a lot like him. He's a good player.
He's like Jordan Bohannon in Iowa, which all Badger fans say.
Oh, yeah.
But Jordan's better, but same idea.
But Jordan's brother played here, so, like, we got to cut him a little bit. Oh, both of them did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I should say, I don't know if he has more than two, but two brothers played here, so he might have another. He might have another brother. Who knows? But
well, four brothers is a lot of brothers.
From the same mother, another mother,
another mother, the other mother. Who knows?
We have a sister from another. Who knows where it all is? But well, I know there was two brother Bohannons that played.
Bohannon family corruption. What's going on here?
Zach, I've just corrupted them all. Zach and Jason played here, both very likable players. Jordan, not so likable, but I'll tell you this: much like Brad Davison, all Badger fans would be wrapping their arms around Jordan Bohannon if he was wearing the cardinal and white.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you like your hometown team.
And you're going to forgive all trespasses against that your hometown team will do. 844-770-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text line. Who irrationally gets under your skin?
Yeah, Michael in Middleton, chimes in that Rick Pitino is the one that gets under his skin. Now, where is he these days? Iona, I believe.
Burger King bathroom?
You know, I think he's the head coach at Iona. He's still in the NCAA.
Is he?
Yeah, and then his son was at Minnesota.
Oh, that guy was. Oh.
And I don't know where he. I think
Ricky?
He, I
Ricky
think
Pitino?
Richard Pitino.
Ricky. You don't get Richard when your team is that bad.
Goodness.
Yeah, so he is currently the head coach at New Mexico for his first season, but he was at Minnesota from 2013 to 21.
He was not good there.
He won Coach of the Year a couple years back, actually. Right, the year before Greg Gard won it, he won it.
I know, but I
mean,
Greg
Gard
won it for the first time. He got fired, though. So, Coach of the Year is not, you're not inoculated from getting fired if you're Coach of the Year. Because Richard Pitino was fired after that, not that far after that.
Immunized from getting fired?
Pitino had his own treatment for not getting fired from winning Coach of the Year, and it didn't work.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah, 2 years after winning it, he got fired.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
What did he do elsewise?
I stand nothing. He had a good season. That was the problem. He had one good season at Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota
so
stinks.
I'm going to read the Wikipedia page of Richard Pitino.
Ricky. Please call him Ricky.
Ricky Pitino.
He does not earn the Richard, even though he might be.
So where it says Coach Pitino in here, you just want me to say Ricky?
Ricky.
All right, got it. Following a historically bad third year at Minnesota.
Historically bad year at Minnesota. That program stinks.
Ricky orchestrated an impressive turnaround by improving the team's record by 16 wins, utilizing a revamped roster that included five new contributors. The turnaround helped Ricky win Big Ten Coach of the Year on March 6th of 2017.
And then the glass slipper fell off of Ricky's shoe, and Minnesota went back to being a pumpkin.
Is Ricky, okay, so like, I would say his name is Richard, your name is James. Is Ricky the equivalent of Jimmy? Like, if somebody calls you Jimmy, is it typically out of disrespect?
No, but I'm calling Ricky out of disrespect.
Well,
I don't know Ricky. If
Thank
someone
you.
Called me Jimmy that didn't know me, yeah, probably. But if you know me...
If you, like, listen to Jimmy and Matt on the radio?
Yeah, but that's, you know me then.
Jimmy and Matt.
Like, if someone just came in
Jimmy
and was
Maddie.
Just like, hey, I'm Jim, and he goes, how you doing, Jimmy? Like that, you know, it depends on the tone, too.
How you doing, Jimmy?
Then I might have to Juwan Howard it. You know, you just don't know. You just don't know how what's going to go down here. Rutgers is trailing by, well, they're 47-39 is the score right there against Iowa and the beloved Jordan Bohannon and Fran McCaffrey. There's just a lot of just gross going on here at that game. There he is.
As he hits
McCaffrey's got a kid playing, too. Fran and his son. Let's go Harper and the Rutgers and the Fighting Ron Harper Juniors.
Yeah, I agree. I may have placed a wager on Rutgers.
What's what was the wager? Not the money. What was the line?
Oh, I took money line. So, like, I picked them to win.
Ooh.
That's good not looking awesome.
That's
I had a really good Thursday.
You just really not like McCaffrey or what?
No, I don't at all. And I don't know. Rutgers just gets hot at weird times. So I thought maybe they'd make a run here in this tournament. But
interesting.
You, sir, have a little bit of a gambling beef going on with the other show.
Yeah, with the other show. Yeah. So yesterday,
tell us why you're no longer a member of the Scalzo and Brust family.
Yeah, so yesterday on the other show, Ben opened up with an unprecedented airing of grievance in which he grieved about himself. Because he's been doing so poor when it comes to gambling.
And that's the thing he cares about most.
Yeah, exactly.
Himself.
Correct. He loves him some him, just like Terrell Owens. And then Ben publicly said, all right, I got to save my season. I'm going all in on UNLV plus whatever they were, a point and a half, I think. But I really liked Wyoming. But I didn't have the courage to tell them this. So as everybody, including Greg, made a wager on UNLV, I made a wager on
Wyoming,
which ended up winning. And I told Ben, hey, buddy, I faded you. I'm sorry, which means like you do the opposite of what somebody tells you. And he responded, you're dead to me. And then on the air, he said he is no longer a part of the Seattle Zone Bruss family.
Wow, those guys literally have no standards. So that's crazy that they dropped you.
Right, exactly. So in 1 week, they have already gotten rid of Z and the D, who has pledged his allegiance to us. And now me. They kicked me out of the family.
Hey, you're part of our family.
Damn right, right I am.
We lost one when I called Derek out for being too big a Hoosier fan around me. Because he definitely tunes in, and I'm on the air, so I think he's gone. Sorry, Derek. Sorry, not sorry. I hate the Hoosiers.
A little thin skin there for me, buddy Derek, if he's if he just checked out.
Yeah, he's a Scalzo and Brust fan now.
You
could do worse.
They're not winners, but Ho-Chunk Gaming in Madison is where winners are. And we are thrilled to talk about Ho-Chunk Gaming in Madison. Myself and Mr. Matt Hamilton here are going to put a little contest going on. We're going to announce that on Monday.
It's not a contest when it's a sure thing for me, Jimmy.
It's a little bracket challenge. We're going to put out a little something on social as well. You can join our brackets. But the loser has to do push-ups, sit-ups, however many jackpots were won that the day before over at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So I got to get over to Carbone Health to get some workouts in here. But winners are at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. They had three $1 million winners last year. They've had over $19 million in winners this year. What are you waiting for? It's winning season. March Madness is going on. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, win some money. Then you can take that money and do what you want with it. Enjoy the games, buy some Coors Light, have a good time. Fade Ben Brust. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is for winners. That's where winners go. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know I love you. I find it hard to see how you feel about me. 'Cause I don't understand you. Oh, you are.
Party continues here at Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. I am Jim Rutledge, alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
Alex Stroh, the kid, getting down back at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios behind the glass.
Headphones back under the chin.
Holding them like it's an old phone from the 80s. A landline, if you will.
He thinks he's a DJ.
I literally have never heard this song outside of the show.
Oh, it's so good.
I like it. I've never heard it
outside
of the
show. For the record, I never have either.
Where'd you get it from? This is Matt.
Me. Okay. From Matt, yeah.
I like it. I just never heard it outside the show. I also know who Alex likes more on the show.
It's Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. J. Jim gets none of his music. Jim gets none of his music played anymore.
They don't call me judgmental Matt Hamilton.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fine. That's fine. I know where I live here. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. Let's crush a Coors Light. Is this Dead Cats? What is happening? Oh.
This one's for you.
Oh, I like this one. Okay.
Is this better for you?
My condition is in a good condition now.
There you go.
Yeah. We all like this one.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
This would be good for such. Remember we fire this up after, you know, we do our toast of the weekend? And we found out that the speakers here in the Park Bank ESPN Madison bump. We might have a request here for a strophe. Maybe you can join us since you're not a part of the Skylzone Brust family anymore. You could hop in.
You say I never play any.
There you
of
go.
Music.
I appreciate it. We can maybe bump those after the show here in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. Just kind of hang out and have a good time. Or do you have to work? Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? Let go of Skylzone Brust. You got nobody to blame but yourself.
That's not true. There's a guy named Jesse Nelson.
The underwear king.
The underwear king of ESPN Madison Studios.
Oh, man. Jesse got into the Coors Light, left his underwear laying around here. Been wild since Mr. Matt Hamilton and I have been back. Taking your calls on who gets under your, who irrationally gets under your skin come tournament time, 844-770-3776. That's the first Midwest Bank talk and text line. You can come in and do a talkie-talkie with us, but we are getting text.
Talkie-talkie.
Yeah, Derek, the residential Colts fan, says, here's what grinds my gears. Anytime someone refers to it as the Ohio State University. Yeah, that bugs me, too. Like, come on, Derek says. Yeah,
you are a jerk. Not you, Derek, but anyone that says the Ohio State.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, flat out. Yeah,
yeah, you stink. Yeah.
We're here at the ESPN Park Bank Madison Studios.
Right. The Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by the Coors Light.
I am the Alex Strofe.
Yeah.
From now on.
Strofe, the kid.
The coach.
The kid.
The kid.
Man, we're going to lose Derek for sure.
But he doesn't. He's with us. Derek doesn't like those things.
Well, fair. That's true. Yeah, that's true. But that's also the Derek I was referring to about the Hoosiers.
Gotcha.
As the residential Colt fan.
Gotcha.
Michael from Middleton follows up with Clem Haskins as the Gophers head coach, specifically because of the academic cheating scandal.
I was going to say, what was the deal with Clem?
But academic cheating scandal.
Very.
Well, Clem's last year as a head coach was about 3 months after I was born. So.
Good God.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I don't remember
a lot of Clem Haskins' time at Minnesota, but I remember him being a coach. I feel like Bobby Jackson maybe was on that team when they made a Final Four run. He might have been the coach when they made a deep run with Bobby Jackson.
Now I'm reading about this academic scandal. Pretty wild. So, like, there was a manager of the school's academic counseling office that she had written more than 400 pieces of coursework for 18 players for 5 years.
Woof.
I'll get it done.
400 pieces.
Man.
That's wild.
Hope those kids went on to get good jobs. Because you probably had a 4.0.
Probably. It's a good point.
Wowza.
And then Rip and Rona simply says, hashtag fade Ben.
Yes.
There you go. Fade Ben. We're all for that.
Sometimes people get on hot streaks, and sometimes they get on cold streaks. And when they're on a cold streak, you better fade them.
I don't know if Clem Haskins was the coach, but it was Bobby Jackson that led Minnesota to a Final Four back in like 1996, 1997, as I looked that back up there.
That would have been Clem, yep.
Yeah, so Bobby Jackson played in the NBA for a while. I forget who else was on that team, but he was classic guy you'd get behind with like in the tournament, kind of a smaller guard. Had the high socks and had a fun personality and just someone you could kind of easily root for. Back then, again, I was 16. I don't think I had the necessarily, like, at 16, I grew up in the Milwaukee area, so I didn't have that Lakers versus Minnesota hate and rivalry kind of built up. So I think I was probably rooting for that team. That was a likable team from the Midwest. 844-770-3776. Who irrationally gets under your skin? Clem Haskins is more rationally, but can I be honest? I'm not bothered that much by. I feel like a lot of schools, maybe Wisconsin doesn't skirt the rules. Now, Minnesota went all in.
Yeah, I suppose if you're going to cheat, just do it.
But academic stuff, true. Because again, like the student athlete thing is such a farce to begin with. That what's the difference between being cheating and getting a degree in like judo.
And, you know, degree in judo.
You know what I mean?
Is like, that what they offer available?
I don't want to accidentally name a specific degree that maybe a former teammate has, so like, or current teammate has, so I just said judo.
What's your degree in?
Judo.
No, I have
minored in judo.
Multicultural studies and multimedia journalism. I have two degrees.
Multicultural studies.
Two degrees.
Two degrees.
What can you do with a multicultural study degree?
I can speak on multicultural issues.
Okay.
So I took a lot of classes in women's studies, religious studies, how different minorities are portrayed in film and in music, and how women are portrayed. So it's basically the idea of how people who are, you know, what's the word here? They're not quite as
underrepresented.
Underrepresented. How are they represented and misrepresented in film?
Sure.
A classic one would be like every Disney villain has like black hair and dark eyes.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. So like, it doesn't. I didn't do anything with it, so I can't do much with it outside. I had the degree.
Okay.
I took my journalism degree, and used that to do a radio.
You're doing
show.
A lot of journalism. Yeah.
Nope.
Really hard hitting journalism.
The
here
training
on this program.
You get. I'm sure if, I don't know if it's like this for you now, but the training I got to be in radio was nowhere close. I actually didn't do that well in the radio class because I was already working for ESPN West Palm at the time while I was finishing up my school. It was like NPR radio is what they try to teach you in college.
Yeah, that's how it was for me.
But I did paid broadcast commercial radio. I was on the air doing that, and the two didn't jive because NPR, it's like they go out of their way to make it as boring as possible.
Right, like you got to be soft-toned. Right, so I took a sports broadcasting class in college when I was already doing a lot of sports broadcasting things. And the professor, I think he learned radio in the 1960s.
I think all
college professors. And this was in 2019, I think, or 2018.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? What are you teaching me?
Right.
This is not how things work.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to go.
It's crazy where I went to.
I don't want to go work for $35,000 a year, 10 years into my thing, working at the local NPR with like, it was like, Matt, they'd have you read like this. You'd be like, participants will have the ability to enter the tournament anytime during the qualifier period. More on that next. This is NPR. Like, perfect. Way to nail it.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was actually good. Pretty good.
I almost fell asleep, so I know it's good.
You're welcome. Hey, that broadcasting school really paid off. This is Rutledge and Hamilton. We'll put it back on the rails. Next, Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton with Jim Rutledge and Matt Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Subscribe for full show podcasts, free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. I'm Jim Rutledge. So I love this. So Strofe is running out of studio to get something real quick, but he didn't fade down the music. So now we're just rocking out.
That's awesome.
Van Halen.
I do.
Did you ever see the movie PCU?
Can't say I have.
It's with the guy that played the agent in the show on HBO, Entourage, Jeremy Piven. Piven's in it, and he plays like a college guy who's been in college forever. But anyways, there's one scene, this is what I feel like happened in it, that they lock the like board presidents into like their big banquet hall for their, they lock it, but before they leave and lock him in there, they crank Panama by Van Halen and play it over and over and over again really, really loud. And I feel like Strofe just like did his version of that and just cranked it up and left.
There's only one volume to play Van Halen at, and that's why Strofe left.
Can I ask a question here? And I don't want Strofe's answer because he's biased. And I honestly don't know. I enjoy their music. But is Van Halen considered like good?
Yeah.
Like when people talk about like legendary greats, Eddie Van Halen. I mean the band,
yeah,
not Eddie.
But like him himself is like one of the most legendary guitarists.
I knew that. I just didn't know the band.
Yeah, so I mean,
because it's from an era that there's not a lot of stars.
Like, go ahead and listen to "Hot for Teacher"
I like, as I said, I like Van Halen. I just didn't know how they were viewed, like, musically. Do people think that they were just another 80s band?
They're hair metal. Right? Yeah, I mean, all hair metal bands are just another 80s band.
Like, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. I like them. I was just curious. I didn't know if they were kind of looked. There's been bands that
do well that aren't viewed as, too.
You know, some people aren't going to like it as much. But I remember when I first started getting into drums and percussion in middle school.
Yeah.
My dad had me listen to Hot for Teacher, and that drum intro is so awesome. Strofe, can you cue that up for the next bump?
Hey, can we just do 80s? Can we get a little Dr. Feelgood in here from, like, Motley Crue? Like, are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Maybe we do 80s Fridays.
Ooh, I like that.
And we just bump the 80s on Fridays.
It'll feel like a gentleman's club in here.
That way, Jim can feel like
that's how we want to start the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Start it where we'll be anyway.
Girls.
Yeah, just
let's fat get... bottom girls.
Oh,
that's
man.
Queen, but not...
You make the rock and roll go. I know it's Queen.
Okay, but I was singing Motley Crue. That's why I was
just
curious.
Yeah, I was just singing songs you'd hear in a strip club.
You would be the expert.
Fair enough.
Or maybe, maybe Jesse Nelson, since he's got underwear here at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios.
Fat bottom girls.
Fat bottom girls, you make that rockin' world go round. It's time now... It is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. The mountains are blue. You know what to do. Let's crush a Coors Light. We may have crushed a Coors Light or two. You won't know. But you know what to do. Crush a Coors Light. Time now for Mr. Strofe's little snippet into his show, the Pat Richter Show, Saturday mornings here at 8 a.m. on ESPN Madison. What are you, Pat, talking about this week? What are we previewing?
Well, all sorts of stuff, right? The Big Ten tournament is going on as we speak, and the Badgers playing tonight at 5:30 p.m. I actually wanted to play a clip for you, Jim, because I was just interested into the philosophy. Like, as an athletic director, are you allowed to fill out a March Madness bracket?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you, now that you're retired? So, Pat Richter on what he does with his brackets. I thought this was a little entertaining clip. Here's the former UW athletic director, Pat Richter. Are you a guy that fills out a bracket? I don't know if you did that when you were AD, now that you're not AD. What's your history with March Madness brackets? Do you fill them out?
Well, you think that was, you kind of said, kind of kiddingly, saying, well, as an AD, you can't do it. Well, you couldn't even have in the office type pool that was against the rules.
Wow, okay.
And laws and things like that. So it was really tight. And I'm one of those guys that says, you know, you can kind of throw them up in the air and plug them in, and you get just as good a result
That's
as
true.
If you tried to get real analytical about the whole thing. And my wife, Renee, forces me into that, and she does it with them, our boys, and invariably maybe a 9-year-old granddaughter will win the thing. And so it's because it gets a little embarrassing after a while.
So you get forced into it. So are you a guy that always picks Wisconsin to win it all then?
To a point. You know, okay. When I think I've got to roll it, for the most part, yeah, you try to stick with them and everything else. It's just a question how much they blow up your bracket by getting down to the end. But, yeah, you certainly think that, and there's been very few times where you say, well, we just don't have a chance. I mean, you know, witness the games against Kentucky and Duke and people like that. So you just never know. I mean, we seem to play our best basketball against the toughest odds. So if there's any question at all, definitely lean toward the Badgers.
There you go. I imagine he'll be doing that again this year. That's the former UW athletic director, Pat Richter. You can hear the full conversation with Pat tomorrow on the Pat Richter Show starting at 8 o'clock right here on 100.5 ESPN. That little clip there brought to you by our friends over at Oak Park Place. Oak Park Place offers seniors and their loved ones peace of mind. You can find the right balance of the care you need centered around your lifestyle. Move to a community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation. Oak Park Place, with locations on Madison's east side in the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. You can visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. That's oakparkplace.com.
I'm thinking me and Strofe might look into Oak Park Place for Jimmy here pretty soon. Being the old guy on the team.
I think I got a little time left there. Let's wait till the girls go to college.
A little bit of memory.
Yeah.
Practice, short-term memory.
Rehabilitation, yeah.
Yeah, I get a little bit of that, you know. That's what they got apps for. I do like
your memory is pretty bad.
Not, like, none of us can talk.
Yeah, none, mine's not, really bad, too.
None of us
record,
can talk.
But...
Okay, fair. I'll give that to you.
I think mine's pretty self-induced.
I mean, I will own mine, but yes, I think we might all suffer from, you know, either long-term or short-term effects of different things we've done. And our memory is not necessarily the sharpest, but we are, you know, clever and smart people.
I think it's...
We just can't remember it.
For me, it's I've got selective hearing. So, like, sometimes my wife will tell me I have selective hearing. I think I also have selective memory. I choose what I want to remember and what I don't.
Yes, the memory is, or I would say hearing is also an issue. Really, my entire life, whether it was my parents, now my wife, the difference between hearing and listening has been a conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
Throughout my childhood and into my married life, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard you. I guess wasn't listening, or vice versa. I don't know which one's which.
Speaking of not listening, I'm glad my wife's not listening.
Same. That's why I can talk freely. She's not going to listen.
Well, it was fantastic, guys, because last week we had our holiday party over at X Golf on the east side of Madison. And we were kind of talking with my lady and your wife, Jim, and we were like, do you guys ever listen to the show? And they're both like, no, not really. Like, yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
That's probably a positive, yeah.
Now, to be fair, they also, they get plenty of us.
Right.
Yeah.
They get their own. Could you imagine having this 24/7? I mean, whether it's Strofe, me, or Matt, like, it's a lot. So I don't know if they need an extra podcast of us as well. Hey, the time you're away, can I listen to you just ramble on about sports and underwear
yeah.
and beer? Like, that's what you talk about anyways. Now I need to have, like, another 2 hours of listening to that every single day.
It's amazing
like,
you get paid to do
right,
that.
I need a break from hearing you talk about beer, underwear, and sports. So they take a break. Everyone else hopefully listens. And so you could be, you know, more supportive than our significant others. You can listen Wisconsin on Demand, Apple, Spotify. Give it a like, subscribe to it. You'll enjoy it. We're having fun. Hopefully you're having fun listening. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. We have Rutledge Reactions coming up next hour. We got the Toast of the Weekend coming up next hour, and we will revisit our poll question. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented